Hello, welcome to Call Me Negotiator, where every conversation is an opportunity to learn, connect, and see the world from a different perspective. I'm your host, Charlotte, and each week we bring together guests from different cultures, professions, and backgrounds to explore the ideas, experiences, and stories that shape the way we communicate and make decisions. This isn't justa show about negotiation. It's about understanding people from education and entrepreneurship to culture, creativity, and everyday life. We believe that every meaningful conversation has the power to broaden our perspective. So whether you are listening for inspiring curiosity or simply a great conversation, we are glad you are here. So let's get started.Today, I have a special guest. His name is Ani. I'm pretty sure I pronounced it Ronnie, but he's really kind. So I'm going to let him teach us how to pronounce his name. And the reason why I am so sure that I am not sure how to pronounce his name is because he is all the way from Germany. And he came here because of an apprenticeship.Program, and I don't know, because I'm from China. There's nothing like this in my life experience from my school, or I guess from the company people work from. So yeah, let's talk about that. And hi Ani, it was very nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. My name is pronounced Anna.
Anna, okay. I'm so far away from it.
That's fine. It's
yeah, right.
Close enough, I guess.
Right.
So I'm 31 years old from Germany, and I'm doing an IT apprenticeship over there.
Right.
It's not very usual to do this apprenticeship when you're that old like me. It's not too unusual.Especially for this apprenticeship, but in my class I'm by far the oldest, but it's fine, I guess.
Which program are you in your class? Means like, is that the undergrad, is a master, or what is that?
It's a pretty unique thing in Germany. You're doing an apprenticeship with a company,
right?
So you learn how to do your job there, but you also go to school 1 or 2 week days a week, and there you learn the basics and broaden your knowledge.
I see. So because I thought like the company could send people to do this kind of apprenticeship, or you're in the school, they do this kind of apprenticeship program to send students as their internship. So yours is more from like the school or the company?
I'm here from a school trip. My company had me go here, of course. They had to allow it, but I'm glad they did, because it's pretty cool here. The school has this program as a part of intercultural exchange.
Right.
It's a pretty good experience, and it's also good if you're looking for a job later on. So you can say, yeah, I've been to Canada or maybe other countries.
Yeah, that sounds really... It sounds great, because I remember the first time that I talked about this with you, or when you introduced this program...to me, which was around like 2 weeks ago, because I saw you guys appeared here. I thought you guys were volunteers, but then you said, oh, I'm actually from Germany. We'll be here for a month, and my company sent me here to do this kind of work for universities as volunteers, but I get paid. And also, they will arrangeaccommodations like homestays for us, and also at the same time, this obviously is kind of like a vacation, but you don't have to spend your vacation time on this vacation. So it's just awesome. That is the reason why I wanted to know more, and maybe in the future we can bring this kind of opportunities or program in China, if they allowed, of course, because I'm pretty sure it will be like everybody will fight for it. Tell me more about how this kind of program Is it like, is a popular program? Is it common things in Germany? Is that kind of like benefits? What kind of qualities or qualifications people will need to reach to be able to get these kind of opportunities?
So my vocational school has a lot of programs for these kind of journeys, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty unique. But it depends on where you are and if your school allows these kind of journeys. It's kind of hard to describe. Yeah, so we had to pay a little bit to get here, even with school trip, and a lot of students tried to get in there, more than there were spaces.
Right.
We came here with 22 people.
Okay.
And I think we had 25 or so people fighting for these places. But that's just from the IT department of our vocational school.
Uh-huh.
There are also other branches you can learn there.
Right. So, wait, you mentioned, how old are you again?
I'm 31 years old.
31 years old.
Yes.
Then you said, I'm too old for this. What does that suppose, you know, what does that mean? Like, because it's actually a very young age. But I guess what you mean by that is that most of the people who got these opportunities are younger or people who are still students in the universities.
Yeah, also usually you start an apprenticeship when you get out of school. You come fresh out of school and you get into an apprenticeship.
Okay.
When you're doing something more like with your hands or so, it's common to end school like with 17, 16 and start with that.
Oh.
For this IT apprenticeship, it's pretty common to get if there's an English word, but it's called Abitur. It's
okay.
It's what you need to go to university, pretty much.
Okay.
In Germany. I got this, and then I went to university,
mm-hmm.
and have been studying for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. What did you study?
At first, I studied chemistry for a few years. And
what is that?
Chemistry.
Oh, chemistry.
Chemistry, yes.
Chemistry, right. And for a few years in the university.
Yes, it was in the university.
Right, and what happened? You're not doing chemistry.
I'm not doing chemistry.
Yeah.
Anymore. I still think it's pretty interesting, but it didn't just feel right to get in this kind of job.
Of job. Okay. Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, I'm not a professional or not someone even nearly close to professional in chemistry field. So from my limited imagination, except for doing researchers or working in the lab or become a chemistry teacher, I don't know, maybe like if you want to work for some like nuclear department, national nuclear department, probably, I don't know, like what other jobs people could do after studying chemistry.
You could go to the industry, I guess.
Industry?
Yeah.
Oh, like...
like doing manufacturing plastics or something and inventing something there.
So there's actually many choices.
Yeah, you have a few opportunities.
Oh, then why you are not continuing that?
There are several reasons.
Okay.
I might have some kind of ADHD or something, so that made it pretty difficult to just sit down and study, I guess.
Right.
That made it pretty hard, and at some point I just got out of the loop, and it didn't make sense to really continue.
Oh, so you didn't. So after a few years in the university studying chemistry, you decided, okay, this is not for me. So I'm going to do something that kind of, instead of treating ADHD brain as disadvantage, I want to do something that treat this ADHD brand as advantage.
Yeah, kind of. At that point, I didn't really know that I had ADHD, I guess, or something similar.
Right.
And I just wanted to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I was already looking for an apprenticeship in IT.
Okay, in IT.
Yeah. So pretty much what I'm doing now, but it's another kind of branch, more software development.
Right.
But I didn't find one in the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, yeah, I have to do something. So I started to study mechatronics.
Mechatronics.
It's an engineering kind of studies.
Okay. Mechatronics. I need to check that because also English is not my native language. So if it's like rarely used vocabulary or it's a professional words, I'm not able to understand it. So could you explain to us a little bit about what that is about, or is that necessary or foundational course or knowledge for being an IT person?
It had some informatics courses, so that was one of the main reasons I got in there, and also robotics. I did some cool projects there, mostly with microcontrollers and something like that. That was pretty amazing.
Right.
It's an engineering kind of study. Well, I think you actually get a Bachelor of Science and not Engineering if you study this.
Right.
And it's somewhere in between electronics, normal engineering, and information technology.
Mm.
So it's kind of a big measure between these.
Okay, how long did you spend on this mixing interdisciplinary learning process?
I started studying when I was 18, I guess.
Okay, after you got out from chemistry.
No, when I was 18, I finished school in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Then I studied chemistry for 4 years, I guess.
Wait, when you mentioned when you got out from school, that school means high school or undergrad?
High school, I guess.
High school.
It's equivalent.
Okay, so after high school, you studied chemistry for 4 years in the university, and then you decided, this is not for me. So you ditched the degree.
I didn't finish it.
How many years is necessary for the undergrad in Germany? For the bachelor's degree?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, 3 years. So because here, normally it's like 4 years. In China, it's 4 years too. If you wanted to do something that's kind of specifically for this position, maybe it can take like 3 years or 2 years. But you studied 4 years and you decided not to have this degree. And then you did the apprenticeship for this interdisciplinary thing to prepare yourself get into the IT industry. Do I understand right?
Not quite.
Right.
Mechatronics was a real study too, as it was at a university too.
Oh, it was in the university
too. It was a University of Applied Sciences, so it's similar.
Oh, was that in the? Did you do this or did you study this in the same university after you quit chemistry, or you changed different university?
It was a different university, but it's in the same city and pretty much just across the street.
So that really made me have this question about how to get into the universities in Germany. For example, in the States, right? In the States of America, then you have to take this exam called SAT, which is like kind of measure or test your qualification or your knowledge from high school to universities, right? And in China, it's called Gaokao. Means it's a little different. Let me explain or try my best to explain. So in China, one is that there's only one time. It could be once in your lifetime, but for like this Gaokao means you have a very stressful, you could have a very stressful middle school year, high school year, and all the time, the 6 years are basically preparing yourself to do or pass this exam called Gaokao, right? And then you get a score, and this score is the single measurement for you to be able to accept it in different kind of university. And if you think, oh my God, I did a bad job, I could do better, And then to be able to join this Gaokao exam again, you have to go back, do the last year of high school, which is very stressful in China, again. And a year later, you can join this Gaokao, because the Gaokao only happened once a year for everybody. So this is the Chinese one. And then the American one is like the SAT is like you after you finish high school, you can just take exam at one point. And then after that, you get a score and you can choose to go to universities, apply with the score, but also other things like the social activities you do, right? But I think SAT has like several times a year, and also you can choose to wait and have a gap year, and then you take SAT at any time when you're ready, and then you go to the school. So they're both not easy, but obviously the Chinese educational system, this Gaokao, is extremely stressful because you only have one time a year, or for most of the people it's once a lifetime. So how's Germany is gonna, because it seems like you didn't have to take this Gaokao or whatever to be able to join another university when you decided to.
It's a bit different. It's not that competitive, I guess. you have to get your Abitur if you want to study at a regular university.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do an apprenticeship, and then you can study at a University of Applied Sciences in something similar to what you've learned in your apprenticeship.
So there's no exam like this SAT or Gaokao thing.
There might be some exams depending on what you study.
Okay.
But if you have your Abitur, you can pretty much study anything. But if you get in there, it depends on how many people apply to study there.
For the
university in that year. So they have something called NC, or numerus clausus in Latin.
Okay.
And it's depending on your grade, mm-hmm. and depending on the average grade of the people that applied for the study.
Right.
You get in if your grade is below that, or you don't get in.
Oh, okay.
So they limit the places.
Oh, so the university has their own. Each university has their own exam.
It's not really an exam. It just depends on how many people apply to study there.
Right, right. Of course, if you have less people than you need or you want it, then they're just in, right? Like you don't have to get exam to test them.
Yeah.
But like there must be something to measure if they're qualified. So I wonder, because if you're from like if you study in different high schools, and this high school might be very strict, and another high school might be kind of not that strict, then it's not fair to look at the scores and thinking the one who has less score is less good, right? So they might come from like a high school which is super strict in terms of scoring. So is there any policies for that?
The Abitur is pretty generalized. So if you have your Abitur, you can apply anywhere.
You have what?
Your Abitur.
Abitur.
That's what you get to after high school, pretty much.
Uh huh.
To be able to study.
Okay, that's very interesting. Sorry, I'm just trying to understand this system clearly, because it's obviously very different. All right, so you did your applied science study after the chemistry study.
Yes.
And then you finally got into the IT industry, or is there anything that you did before you get into the industry?
Before, I also failed that study.
Oh, you failed at that study?
I didn't fail, I abandoned it pretty much.
Right.
It didn't went too bad, but COVID happened.
Oh, okay.
And then being at home all the time and having no differentiation between going to study and being at home and having free time, it was pretty hard for me, I guess.
So why are you studying this second degree, or not necessarily degree, but the second applied science thing?
Because I felt like I had to do something.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
I felt a bit pressured because I was getting older and I wanted to work somewhere, and that's why I got in there.
I see. So you also got this period of time where you felt like really confused because obviously chemistry, after years of studying chemistry, you felt like your brain or yourself, right? Like it's not good for this kind of position where you kind of understand that sitting there working all day or studying all day is not for you. So you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I want to do something, but I'm not so sure. So you got into this second study again. And then COVID happened, and then you were studying home. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was studying at home at the time, and it didn't go too well.
But you were continuing studying this?
No.
Oh, no? Okay,
no.
What happened?
Well, COVID happened, and
okay. Wait, but I thought they do school remotely.
Yeah, they did, and I hated it.
Oh, you hated it. So you could pause it?
No, I just abandoned the study and went for the IT apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That I'm doing right now.
Oh, okay. So the apprenticeship normally is something, it's kind of like an internship, but preparing students or people to the next stages for like professional position. Is
now, if you're finished with your apprenticeship, you're pretty much a professional in whatever you do in Germany.
Oh, so is that necessary or is it?
Yeah, in Germany it's pretty necessary that you have some kind of degree, I guess.
A degree or apprenticeship?
It's
either.
It's kind of both a degree, but
both as degrees.
Yeah, how do you explain it? If you are doing an apprenticeship in IT, but you're doing the software development part. Or if you're studying IT, information technology,
mm-hmm.
informatics, I don't know what it's called,
mm-hmm.
Then you are pretty much applying for the same jobs.
Oh, so
you get paid a little bit better if you're studying it, but in at the end, you're doing the same job.
I see. So apprenticeships, to some level, it's sort of like equals to the degree in this industry as well. So
yeah, it does.
Okay, how long is the apprenticeship normally?
It's normally 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have got your Abitur, you can shorten it by a year, I think.
Okay.
But you do have to do it before you start it.
I see.
And if you're doing good, if you have good grades, then you can shorten it for another half a year, I guess.
I see. This is very interesting. Thank you for helping me understand it, because this is something really new to me. I think, or from my understanding, if I graduated from high school and I get my Abitur, right? Is that what it's called? And then I can choose to go to the universities or college to grab a degree and then continue finding a job in this industry or not in this industry.
Yep.
Or I can choose to go and pick up an apprenticeship, which also sort of equals a degree, but it's apprenticeship degree and preparing myself with practical experience so I can probably easier to get a job too.
Yeah, that's right. Apprenticeships are not the same jobs in general. For IT, it is, I guess,
okay.
in some way.
Uh-huh.
But apprenticeships are also more like the manufacturing kind of jobs, health professionals, nurses, like that. For example, you can.
So it's not like every industry has apprenticeship. Some industry would have apprenticeship.
For some jobs, you have to study. It's like become a doctor.
Right.
Or for
lawyer. I don't know.
Yeah. Pretty much that. Yeah.
But like, I think in the States, like if you want to be a lawyer, you have to first have a degree, and secondly, you have to do. I think they call it probation or whatever, but it's sort of kind of like apprenticeship. So you have to have both and prepare yourself and accumulating the experiences as the junior ones. And then you become a lawyer. So that is like, so for that kind of industry, degree is necessary, is mandatory, right? Okay, so that's so interesting. I wonder, so how people would choose or make a choice of which way is better for them? Because we know when we were graduating from high schools, most of the time we were just teenagers. Like, I think what you were saying or sharing is super valuable to our audiences, because I think almost maybe all of the world is kind of like that, but at least in China, a lot of young people, they were like, oh, I'm already 30, or I'm like in my 20s. A lot of people are like 30s or 40s, they're like, I'm so confused. I don't think I'm prepared in this stages where the society expect me to do. I'm not settled, I'm not married, I'm not whatever. And then they were like, I'm still confused, but I'm ashamed of this, because it seems like the society requires me to be able to become a professional or like very settled when I'm at my 30s or 40s. But like, I'm not. And I'm super confused. And a lot of people ask that. It's like, does everybody else in other countries like that? Is because especially for Germany, right? People have this kind of impression where they're just very professional. They treat their work very seriously. Everybody's like super prepared. But I think your experience just tell us that everybody, almost not everybody, but a lot of people in the world are the same, or going through the same kind of confusion and struggles and trying to find our way out or find the way that fits ourselves, and it needs time to experience and explore, right? So like, but then how to make choices of like for teenagers or even for you who are not who is not a teenager, but still like we're looking for things. I am still exploring and looking for what it fits me better or the most, right? And at this moment, I think I start to have a little bit idea after a lot of failures and trials. So how do people make that choices though? This is a good thing though, because people at least have choices, right?
When we are doing the first 4 years of school, mm-hmm. The students get separated to different schools.
Mm-hmm.
You can either go to it's called Realschule.
In high school?
It's kind of high school. But if you can either go there,
mm-hmm.
and then when you are finished, you can do an apprenticeship.
Right.
Or you can after that, you can also do your Abitur.
Mm.
But in general, you have to go to a gymnasium,
mm.
And then you get your Abitur. You have to go to school a bit longer there,
mm.
and then you can go study. So it gets separated pretty early, I guess.
Mm.
You don't have to stay in that branch of school that you are. You can switch from Realschule to the gymnasium and get your Abitur.
Mm.
But it's pretty hard. I don't really like the system. It's
this is like the educational system in Germany, or
yeah, the educational system in Germany is
interesting. I thought it would be like, yes, we have more choices, but it's not.
It's not really. You are when you're rich, you have your parents can pay for tutors and stuff like that.
For
school, yes. If you have problems or something like that, okay. you can go to a gymnasium pretty safely and you get through there. But if you're poor, you don't have an own room where you can do in the desk maybe where you can do your homework. It's pretty hard, and it's pretty hard to get out of there.
You're still talking about the high school, right?
Yeah.
Because I realized that when you're talking about schoolers or whatever, you sort of like mean high school. So I guess that's kind of like a system or mindset in Germany where like when people talking about the school or mandatory or required school, which is like kind of high school. So when they finished high school, the rest of the highly education, like universities or masters, are not like as expected for everyone. It's more like by choice, right?
It's by choice.
Mm-hmm.
If you've made it, generally it's by choice, but mm-hmm. not totally because of the social structure you have.
Oh.
It's easier or more difficult. No.
I see. So you were talking about, like, sorry to cut you off, but earlier you